Hello, and welcome to the Balanced Wealth Podcast. My name is Gavin DeStasi, and today we're going to talk about the new rules around converting unused 529 plan balances to a Roth IRA. For anyone who hasn't heard about the new rule that I'm referring to, beginning this year, the SECURE Act 2.0 allows owners of 529 plans to convert unused 529 plan funds to a Roth IRA in the name of the beneficiary. On the face of it, this is obviously a big deal for anyone who is looking at potentially overfunding their 529 plans, but there are definitely some stringent conditions to be aware of, as well as some fairly significant ambiguities in the law, so today we're going to take a close look at the conditions and implications of the new rule. As I said, this new law has potentially huge benefits for those with large 529 plan account balances, whose children have completed college and have unused funds. As you probably know, before this year, the owner would have to pay taxes and a penalty to get money out of the account. Now, under certain conditions, the beneficiary can receive this money in a Roth IRA tax wrapper that, under current law, could grow for decades income tax free. That sounds great, but when we take a closer look at the rather strict conditions, it's not quite the boon we might have hoped for at first glance. To begin with, the lifetime distribution limit is $35,000 per beneficiary, meaning that the maximum amount someone can convert to a Roth IRA in total is $35,000. And the maximum amount that can be converted in any 1 year is the IRS maximum for IRA contributions, currently $7,000, less any other IRA contributions made that year by the beneficiary. So, to convert the maximum total of $35,000, you'll need to convert $7,000 each year for 5 years. On top of that, the 529 plan must be open for at least 15 years before converting. The Roth IRA you convert to must be for the beneficiary of the 529 plan, and they must have earned income of at least as much as the rollover amount in that year. Unlike a normal Roth IRA contribution, there is no income limit to be eligible for the conversion, but the rollover must be a direct rollover from the 529 plan custodian to the Roth IRA custodian, meaning you can't have a check sent to you, then deposited into the Roth IRA yourself. No 60-day rule, like with normal IRA rollovers. Now that all may seem a bit strict, though fairly clear at least, but when looking a little deeper, there are definitely some open questions. For instance, does the 15-year rule mean it has to be the same beneficiary? And does it include the time it may have been opened at another custodian before being rolled over to the current one? Could a person change the beneficiary of the 529 plan after the $35,000 has been rolled over and start another $35,000 distribution to a Roth IRA for that new beneficiary? And could a beneficiary over 50 potentially make a $1,000 catch-up distribution in addition to the annual $7,000 in the same way they can make a catch-up contribution to an IRA? These are things the IRS is definitely going to need to clarify sooner than later, and I expect they will. Another issue we see is that this new federal rule may contradict state law, because while these distributions are considered qualified on the federal level, they may not be by the individual state tax authorities. Here in California, for example, distributions will be subject to state income tax and the additional 2.5% California tax on the gains. Since there's no state tax deduction in California when making contributions, folks here don't have to worry about having that deduction clawed back as well, but that may not be the case in other states. As you can see, it's not as if the government just opened up some giant loophole to allow us to plow money into 529 plans and enjoy unlimited tax-free growth for the next 30 years to use on whatever we like. But while we'll still want to be mindful when determining how much capital to allocate to our beneficiaries' 529 plans to avoid unnecessary penalties that may still exist, what it has done is lessen the impact of those penalties, and ultimately, it has greatly reduced the fear of overfunding those 529 plans going forward. The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. This program should not be construed as financial, legal, or estate planning advice. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Please remember, investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital, and seek advice from a licensed professional. Topel & Destassi Wealth Management LLC is a registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Topel & Destassi Wealth Management LLC and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Topel & Destassi Wealth Management LLC unless a client service agreement is in place.